الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فالآن إن شاء الله we'll continue with the Aqeed of the two Imams, Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abi Zur'a, rahimahumullah. And what we left off from the last lesson was قَوْلَهُمَا وَقَالَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَ عَلَى عَرْشِهِ بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ كَمَا وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَعَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِلَا كَيْفٍ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمَهُ ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. I mentioned that, as is recorded with you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne, away from his creation. Like he attributed to himself in his book and upon the tongue of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Without seeking the inner how these attributes are, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything. And then they mentioned the verse in Surah Shura, verse number 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. None is comparable to him, and he is all hearing and all seeing. We mentioned a few introductory issues as it relates to the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah regarding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first time we're dealing more specifically with the attributes of Allah and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the position of the people of the Sunnah as it relates to it. And the position of the people of the Sunnah as it relates to it, as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah ta'ala mentioned in his explanation of this book, he said that the Aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is to believe or to affirm that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed for himself with his attributes, and that which was affirmed on the tongue of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is without doing any type of negation, a ta'til. We mentioned without doing any type of negation, a ta'til. And as a point of benefit, ta'til is of two types. We didn't mention that last lesson, but there's ta'til kulli wa ta'til juz'i. There's ta'til kulli wa ta'til juz'i. Ta'til kulli is to negate everything. That's complete negation. To negate all of Allah's attributes. And ta'til al-juz'i, this is to negate some of Allah's attributes. And we also stay away from a tahrif, and that is distortion. And that is distorting any attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to himself in his kitab and upon the tongue of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, we mentioned that tahrif is of how many types? Huh? two types, tahrifish, lafzi wa ta'rif, tahrif, ma'nawi. And that is the distortion of the text and distortion of the meaning. The first one's the distortion of the text, which is tahrif al-lafzi, and the second is the distortion of the meaning, which is tahrif al-ma'nawi. And we gave examples, and I made a mistake with the example I gave last time. I gave the example of, it's not incorrect, but to be more precise, the example of tahrif al-lafzi, which the ulama have used, is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. the example that which the ulama have used regards to distortion of the text, is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَلَّمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa a word. Now the people of ta'til, the people who negate the attributes of Allah, they done tahrif. They distorted this verse and said, instead of كَلَّمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمَ, they say كَلَّمُ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمَ. And if you say كَلَّمُ اللَّهُ with Dhamma on Allah's name, who? كَلَّمُ اللَّهُ, that means that Allah is the one who speaks. And when you change it to كَلَّمُ اللَّهَ, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's been spoken to. So it's Musa that speaks. So in order to negate the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech, they change it with a tahrif al-lafzi, that distorted the text and said كَلَّمُ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And the correct is كَلَّمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. So when they change that dhamma to fatha, that is what you call tahrif al-lafzi, yani distorting the text. And distorting the ma'na, distortion of the meaning, the best example is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa. Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa, the most merciful rose above his throne. Those people of innovation that negated Allah's attributes and so forth, they changed the meaning of istawa to istawla. Yani they changed the meaning of rising to what? Conquering. To what? Conquering. This is tahrif al-ma'nawi. So instead of saying Allah rose above his throne, they say Allah conquered the throne. Yani they said istawa doesn't mean Allah rose, it means Allah conquered. It means Allah conquered. So they changed the meaning from istawa, the meaning of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran is istawa. They changed the meaning to istawla, which means to conquer. So they changed the meaning from rise to conquer. And without doing any tamthil, the people of the sunnah, we don't do tamthil. We don't make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like his creation. And this is in opposition to the aqidah of al-Islam, the aqidah of al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah. And the two imams, rahimahullah ta'ala, they mention a verse here, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. In Surah Ash-Shura, we said, verse number 11, that there is none comparable to him, and he is all-hearing and all-seeing. In this verse is a refutation against a few of the deviant groups as it relates to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take that step by step. The first part is laysa kamithlihi shay. None is comparable to him. This is a direct refutation. I'm going to give you a direct refutation and also a supplementary refutation. This is a direct refutation against the mumathila or mushabbaha. This is a direct refutation against the mushabbih. And the mushabbih are the people who make Allah like his creation. And from the foremost of those is from the Rawafidah. And a sect from the Rawafidah called the Saba'iyah. They call the Saba'iyah. Saba'iyah. And they are those who attribute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like his creation. And this goes back to the Yahudi, Abdullah ibn Saba. This group, they go back to the Yahud, the Jew, Abdullah ibn Saba, who said that Ali was like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said that Ali was like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this became the aqid of the Rawafid. So the group Saba'iyah, they say that Allah is like Ali, or Ali is like Allah, and this is from the Mushabbah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, none is comparable to him, or none is like to him, this is a clear and straight refutation against the Mushabbah. And also it's a supplementary refutation against the Mu'attila as well, those who negate. And remember, we said that those who negate are of two types. The ta'til what? Kulli or ta'til? Juz'i. Those who are from the ta'til kulli are the Jahmiyyah. Are the who? Jahmiyyah. They negate all of Allah's names and attributes. They negate all of Allah's names and attributes. And those from the ta'til al-juz'i, who do the ta'til al-juz'i, they are the Asha'ira, the Asha'ris. Because the Asha'ris, they affirm seven, and some of them affirm eight, but really they try to affirm the speech of Allah, but they don't really affirm the speech of Allah. So they've affirmed about six or seven attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and negated the rest. Now this verse, laysa kamithlihi shay, is a refutation against them, because the reason why they negate Allah's attributes is saying that if we were to affirm it, it would be similar to Allah, it would be similar to the creation. That would be similar to the creation. So this is a refutation against the Asha'ira, and it's a refutation. Just this, the first part of this verse, laysa kamithlihi shay, none is like unto him, is a refutation against the Asha'ira. And it's a refutation against who? The Jahmiyyah. And of course, we mentioned before it was a refutation against the Rafida, but it's also a refutation against the Jahmiyyah and the Asharis. Because they say they do not affirm sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's like his creation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ And he is the all hearing and all seeing. And this is a refutation against who? This is a refutation against the Mu'attala, those who negate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes, from the Jahmi and from the Asha'aris. This is a refutation against them. This part of this verse is a refutation against them, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for himself hearing and seeing. Allah has affirmed, after saying that there's none comparable to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed for himself hearing and seeing, which means that he affirms for these attributes to himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. He affirms his attributes to himself, which is a refutation, clear refutation against the Jahmiyyah. We make this point number two today, okay? Point number two, Ikhwan, is we want to look at some principles of the people of the Sunnah as related to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we go into that, we need to understand two categories that the ulama have extrapolated from the book and the Sunnah as it relates to Allah's attributes. Is the first one being that Allah's attributes is we have sifat al-dhatiyya or sifat al-fi'liyya. We have sifat al-dhatiyya, number one, sifat al-dhatiyya, number two, sifat al-fi'liyya. Sifat al-dhatiyya are those attributes related to the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like life, knowledge, something that does not, that is always apparent, and that's Allah's hearing, Allah's seeing, and Allah's knowledge, Allah's ability, Allah having life. This is something that's always there and always happening. So this is called the sifatu ish adhatiyya, those attributes related to Allah's essence. Okay, the second is a sifat al-fi'liyya. The second is sifat al-fi'liyya. And these are those attributes which Allah does sometimes and doesn't do it other times. Allah does it when He wills and doesn't do it when He wills. And from those is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's coming, majid. And from that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending in the third part of the night. Allah does it when He wishes. And is mentioned in a hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that in the nuzul, in the third part of the night, fi akhir al-layl. And the sifat of kalam, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech, is both. It's dhatiyya wal fi'liyya. Inshallah, it's a bit intricate. It's dhatiyya and fi'liyya. It's connected to Allah's essence, and Allah does it when He wishes, and that's speech. And that is what? Speech. It's connected to Allah's essence because He speaks, and He's always able to what? Speak. But He speaks to who? He wills. And the fact that Allah speaks to who He wills and when He wills, the ulama have called this sifat al-dhatiyya wa fi'liyya. So it's both. So this is what we have to believe, and we have iman, and have our correct aqeedah as it relates to the names and attributes, that we must affirm these types of attributes, the sifat al-dhatiyya and the sifat al-fi'liyya. I'm going to ask the question here, what is the meaning of sifat al-dhatiyya? Before I continue.
Example.
What, huh? Essence. The essence, the attributes dealing with what? Essence. For example?
Life.
Hearing, what else?
Seeing.
Ability. It's continuous. It's what? Mm-hmm. Continuous. And the sifat al-fi'liya is like what? Speech is both. Okay, but sifat al-fi'liya is what? Allah's descending. And what else?
Allah
to come in. And so forth. Okay? And what about knowledge? Dhatiyya or fi'liya? Knowledge is what? Dhatiyya. Allah always has knowledge of everything. Knowledge is what? Dhatiyya. Okay? Now we're going to talk about how the people of innovation have deviated regards to this. We're mentioning, as it relates to Allah's names and attributes, we've mentioned the Jahmis. Yeah? Have we mentioned who else? The Ash'aris. And we're going to also mention the Mu'tazila. We're also going to mention the Mu'tazila. And we've also mentioned the Mushabbih. Mushabbiha from the Saba'iyya. But we're going to talk about more specifically are the three sects here. And that is the Jahmiyyah. The Jahmiyyah, they negate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes completely. They negate Allah's attributes what? Completely. Allah seeing, they negate it. Hearing, they what? Negate it. Knowledge, they what? Negate it. They negate all of Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes. The Ash'aris, on the other hand, they affirm the dhatiyya. They affirm what? The dhatiyya, right? But they negate the sifat al-ikhtiyariya. Okay, they negate the what? Sifat al-ikhtiyariya, or some of the dhatiyya, and they negate all of the sifat al-ikhtiyariya. So the sifat that they affirm are the sifat al-dhatiyya.